Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. This is Eddie Hyatt, your host. I'm glad you've joined me today. We're going to continue our theme of God's abundant supply. All we believe, and we've read scriptures showing that even in times of famine, times of recession, times of inflation, God has said that His people will enjoy plenty. My theme today for this particular episode is living with no lack. Living with no lack. Now, I do not mean to imply by any means that you will never have any financial challenges, that you will never have what appears to be lack that you have to deal with, and that you may have to tighten your belt and rework your budget. But I'm going to show you from scripture and personal experience that it is God's will for us to come into a place where we live with no lack. You know, before Sue and I were married, we were married 45 years in May the 17th. And when we married, Sue shared with me three scriptures she said God had given her for our life together. And they all have to do with not having lack. One of them is Psalm chapter 34, verses 9 and 10, which says, "O fear the Lord, you saints of His, for there is no want or no lack to them that fear Him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing." Wow. And then she said that God had impressed upon her Psalm 84:11, that says, "No good thing will He withhold from them that walk up uprightly before Him." And then Philippians 4:19, "My God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory." Now again, Sue, before we were married, she felt that God impressed upon her heart and mind by His Spirit these three passages for our life together. And you know, when God gives you a word like that, you could call it a rhema word. A rhema word is a scripture, a passage that the Holy Spirit highlights for you. And when the Holy Spirit does that, it means that you are going to need it. You're going to have to take it and use it as a sword of the Spirit in your life. Well, God then confirmed that to us in a remarkable way not too long after that. And we were living in Canada at the time and pioneering and planting a congregation there in a Bible school and a Christian school. And again, this is way back in the early days of our marriage. We were married 45 years this past May 17th. So we decided to take a trip to Texas. Now, we did not have the money for the trip, and we did not have any credit cards. But we decided to take a step of faith. Now, we were going to attend a seminar at the school where we met and graduated from, Christ for the Nations. And so we paid our registration, which included accommodations in one of their campus apartments and also two meals a day. So that was covered for, I'm going to guess the seminar was probably about 3 days. So we left on the trip. And again, we had enough money to get to Texas, but not enough money to get back, and no credit cards. So while we were there at the seminar on the Christ for the Nations campus, we got down to $2. It was all we had. And we still had a drive home of over 2,000 miles. Wow, about a three-day drive. And so one day I was going over, they had services throughout the day. I was going over to an afternoon service. Sue wasn't going. But she said to me, yeah, and we had been down below $5 for at least 2 or 3 days. And of course, we were standing in faith, and these scriptures, we were using these scriptures, and we were standing on these promises. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly before Him. And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory. And so we're standing on those. We're praying those and standing on those. But just before I left for this meeting, Sue said to me, she said, "I'm starting to feel a little depressed. Why isn't God coming through?" Half serious and half in jest, I said to her, "I'm claiming a meal at Wyatt's for us today. Wyatt's Cafeteria was a chain here in the Dallas area, and it was probably our favorite place to eat at that time. So that was the statement I made, and smiled and laughed. I'm claiming a meal for us at Wyatt's. We had $2 in our pocket, and a 2,000-mile trip awaiting us. So I went over to the service that afternoon, and so again, this would probably be, we were married in 76. I'm going to guess this is probably 1977, 1978, somewhere in there. And Dick Mills was ministering that afternoon. Dick Mills has gone on to be with the Lord, but Dick Mills had a unique prophetic ministry. He had memorized all the promises of God in the Scripture. And when he would pray with people, often the Holy Spirit would bring scriptures to his mind that was for that person uniquely. And so there were probably there were several hundred, I'm going to guess at least 500 people, maybe more, there in the audience that afternoon meeting. And when he finished speaking, he asked Mrs. Frieda Lindsay, who's gone on to be with the Lord, to come up and to choose some people for them to pray for and to minister to. So Frieda Lindsay, Sister Lindsay as we called her, a lot of people called her Mom Lindsay, she picked me out of the audience. So I stood up. Dick Mills looked back at me, and immediately he rattled off those three scriptures that Sue said God had given her for our life together, and that we had even been praying and standing on that day. He said, Psalm 34:10, the young lions lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Psalm 84:11, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly before him. Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. And then he added another scripture, Luke chapter 22. And let me see, I believe it is verse, bear with me just a minute, and I will bring this up. Verse 36, and Jesus said to his disciples, when I sent you without money bag, knapsack, and sandals, did you lack anything? So they said, nothing. Lord, we did not lack anything. And of course, he's referring back to earlier at the beginning of his ministry. He sent out the 70 to preach and told them not to take a money bag. In other words, extra money or extra shoes and so on. And he asked them, now, when I sent you out in this manner, did you lack anything? They said, no, Lord, we did not lack nothing. And so Dick Mills brought that scripture forth and added it to those other three. And then he said, God's word to you is that you have no lack. And then he said, this will get you through World War III if it has to. You have no lack. Now here I was, nobody knew this but Sue and I. Here I was 2,000 miles from home with no credit cards and $2 in my wallet. And I'm being told, and it's confirming what God has said to us, you have no lack. And what I often say to people, God was wanting me to look at his promise rather than at my wallet. And you see, sometimes God wants us to look at his promises rather than the balance in our bank account. We have to learn to stand upon his word. Wow. And so I went out from there. And after the service was over, and I was standing outside the building, and a person came up to me. Now, I didn't know him. He'd actually been a roommate of mine in Bible school, but he had gone off to Mexico. He was working as a missionary in Mexico City, but he had come there to that seminar. And he comes over to me, and he reaches in his jacket pocket, and he pulls out two traveler's checks. And he said, God's been telling me for 3 days to give you this. And in a situation like that, you might want to say, well, why didn't you obey God 3 days ago? But he pulled it out and said, God's been telling you for 3 days to give you this. And so he signed these two traveler's checks for $50 each and handed them to me. Well, what a blessing that was. So I went back to our apartment there on campus with Sue, and we went to Wyatt's and had a meal, and we cashed those. Now, $100, and we were still going to be there for at least 3 more days. And that was not nearly enough to get us back home to Canada. And so tomorrow, I'm going to continue this story and tell you some remarkable things that happened as God confirmed to us His will and His word, that it was His will that we live without lack. And my friends, it begins with a walk of faith, standing on His word and on His promises. And I want to say to you, take a hold of these promises. It is God's will for you to live a life without lack. Hallelujah. This is Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. You will find a bookstore there. You'll find articles, and you'll find a link to a blog, link to a YouTube channel, a lot of things there that will bless you. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.